I guess the big things that have changed for us is how do we deal with this large ag transition that's going to happen in the next few years?
And that's Ed Elfman with the American Bankers Association. He says the credit title of the Farm Bill is one of the top priorities for the banking industry, as many farms over the next decade may be switching hands.
We want to increase the FSA farm ownership and farm operating loan programs. They're currently a lot smaller than we'd like them to be. They're about $2 million. We want to increase them to $3.5 on ownership and $3 million on operating. Why? And it'll lead into the second thing we care about. Ag costs more. It's harder to get operations up and running. Iowa and Missouri are having contests for who can spend the most on land right now. And we're trying to set up our credit to make sure that we can help those beginning farmers especially get into ag.
And that's why Elfman says that some of the rules regarding beginning farm loans need to be restructured.
We have a lot of issues in how they're set up. The farm was put in a trust 20 years ago. Now there's 20 people involved in the trust. You go and try to get a beginning farmer loan and you can't because you have to lend against the trust. That's a barrier to entry. And we want to remove barriers to entry and make it easier for beginning farmers to get into ag, not harder.
He adds that high interest rates for farm loans are another concern for the banking industry.
From a legislative standpoint, we have a bill called the Acre Act, which is the Access to Credit for Our Rural Economy Act. In essence, would lower interest rates by removing the taxation on farm real estate and rural housing. But with lower interest rates, we estimate up 50 to 150 basis points, which is the biggest thing our banks are talking about right now, where interest rates are, how they matter, how it's affecting their customers.
Read more on the new Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. It's a free download for iPhone and Android. I'm CJ Miller.